Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli.
We have a longtime friend of mine, B or Bo LaGrand, CEO and publisher of Edibles Magazine and EdiblesList.com. I got a long and beautiful bio for her here. This is great. Born and raised in Honolulu, Hawaii, B. LaGrand is a self-made businesswoman who began running her own graphics and web design firm when she was only 16 years old. She graduated high school early and went on to the Academy of the Arts at the University of San Francisco, where she studied advertising, photography, then left school to start her own design firm. How's it going, Bo? She was a Runway magazine's creative director and chief editor for 2 years before the love of music moved her to Los Angeles in 2011, where she began bartending and learning everything she could about the cannabis industry. Before creating the Edibles platform, she manufactured her own line of medical marijuana-infused topicals and edibles. She is a patient and has always been an advocate of the cannabis plant and its endless benefits. In 2010, she created EdiblesList.com to find healthy, consistent, medicated edibles and launched Edibles Magazine in 2013, which is now distributing in 11 different states. Her annual Best of Edibles Awards was rated the top five in the top five cannabis events by sfgate.com and is currently going into its fifth year. In 2016, Marijuana Ventures magazine named her one of cannabis's top 40 under 40. She's the cannabis industry's go-to edible expert and considered the empress of edibles. LaGrand launched Edibles Distribution in 2016, which led her to be licensed for cannabis manufacturing in multiple states. She also co-created the Edibles Show, founded the Infuse Expo, and produced the first Veterans Cannabis Ball and spoke on the first cannabis panel featured at a major business con, or sorry, major comic book convention, the LA Comic Con. With her decade of experience in the cannabis industry, B. LaGrand is a highly sought after cannabis business and edibles consultant. LaGrand's topical company, Tranquil, was launched as a way to create quality CBD products that were not just white labeled like so many other hemp derived CBD products are. She also has a CBD distribution company for hemp derived products distributed in states where it's legal. Wow, that was a long and impressive bio. Thank you so much for joining me today, Bo. It's great to see you again, and I need to get out to Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's kind of the promised land of medical marijuana. It's what it seems to be.
It seems like it seems like you're having a blast out there, especially after leaving the craziness in Los Angeles. But I'm interested in knowing more about what you're doing on the CBD side. Want to learn about Tranquil as a whole. So the floor is yours. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, you know, so many of my family members have ailments, and you know, my uncle came down with cancer, and my aunt has MS, and she's on 20 different medications. And you know, so many, because of my expertise in the field, all of my family members will ask me, what products do you recommend? And it's really hard, even with having a platform like, you know, our magazine, even with having like all of these, you know, awesome companies like in our network and everything like that. It's hard for me to stand behind a product unless I know exactly how it was made. And the only way to control that is to make it myself. So I have a line of, it's bath and body products, and it's meant for overall like health and wellness, beauty. Tranquil, you know, kind of, it exudes the idea of having tranquility or obtaining tranquility and being peaceful. My products were not made in a way where I am shooting for high dosage. My products were made for people who are trying to figure out what their dose is, hit it at the entry level. So my tincture is 250 milligrams. And then I have a topical salve that is 100 milligrams. And then I have a 4-ounce jar that's 200 milligrams. And it keeps it at that price point where they can buy it retail, $20, $30 for the tincture or the salve. They can get used to it and feel it, see what they need in terms of their own dose. Because it's really hard for somebody who is being introduced to a CBD product to want to spend $100, $150 on a 1,000 milligram topical or salve or tincture. And, you know, I mean, in keeping with the theme of why I even started the magazine and the websites, I was looking for healthy edibles. And so, you know, it's kind of like you were saying earlier, if someone doesn't want to even consume their own product, then what does that say about the product? So that's kind of what I created with this product line. And it's basically products that I would want to use myself that I felt were quality products. It's made with all natural organic ingredients. And I have a sugar scrub that's 100 milligrams. It can be used on the skin or the face. And it keeps you nice and moist for the winter when it's really dry. And then we also distribute other people's products. We distribute Om Wellness CBD products. So they do Epsom bath salts as well as body oils and a pain stick. I can show you what this looks like right here. Om is a big company in California. They're also sold, as far as their CBD company, worldwide. It's made from Maya, who was the Whoopi and Maya company. We also distribute for Rob Van Dam's company. We'll do joint ventures with people where we help them launch their company in another state. And we also do consulting as well. This would be the body oil. So, mostly, you know, we stayed with, as far as like with the hemp, regulations and everything, I'm sure, you know, and a lot of people may or may not know that with the FDA, if it's considered an edible, then that's a whole nother thing. And you can't really get that on the shelf of Walmart or Walgreens if you're trying to go for big box retailers. So we stuck moving forward after that regulation went through with just doing, topical products. That way it's not considered something like a candy or a gummy. But yeah, we're licensed in Los Angeles as well for cannabis manufacturing and distribution. And it's, you know, I mean, LA is a little crazy right now, but it's definitely the most highly regulated market in the nation as far as cannabis goes. So that's been fun for the last 2 years. But we sell these products to retailers. We also sell them to online, direct online as well.
The O'Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O'Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
So if you survive in the California cannabis market, and especially in Los Angeles, I mean, that's a lot of expertise that you can basically take anywhere with you. And I know you've moved out to Oklahoma and you've got a licensed facility there as well. Can you tell me a bit about, let's say the correlation between the experience you have in the cannabis space and how that brought you to CBD and, you know, how that reflects in those CBD products? I know you touched on it briefly, but can you kind of dive into that a bit?
Yeah, sure. I mean, at one point when it was not legal and it was medical in California, CBD wasn't even known as a regular like household type of thing. It was something that you'd get at a, even if it was hemp derived, you'd get it at a dispensary. So I think the conversation between CBD and THC is a conflated sort of argument, because really they're cousins or sisters and they should be talked at about as if and treated in the same way as if they're one family, because it really is. I like the other guy said, I believe Daniel Hong said that you know, he fully believes in whole plant CBD and the entourage effect. And I truly believe that that is a much more effective, better product as far as a medicine goes, or a supplement, or something that's trying to help you for overall like well-being and homeostasis. But I mean, the way that it's gone down is the government treats CBD differently. The cities have different regulations and states have different regulations for hemp and hemp cultivation and hemp manufacturing of products, and treat that differently with different permits and departments regulating it than THC in many of the states. In some states like Utah, you have to get a permit for CBD, but THC is like not even on the table yet, you know? So it's, in my head, I really don't treat it as something different, because what's unfortunate is that in California, it is considered illegal to sell a hemp-derived CBD product in a dispensary. That doesn't make any sense to me, because the same person who's going into the dispensary looking for a THC product to help them may be looking for CBD as well. And maybe CBD is a better place or an entry point for them to start on their cannabis journey than having to obtain that at some, from some white labeled product that's sold in some random vape store, you know? So it is what it is at this point. They've kind of gone down separate paths. And so, you know, I do think that there is a need for people that don't want the THC at all, or they get drug tested, or, you know, it's something that they just can't have in their system at all. It makes sense. And it's something to add to one's overall health and well-being, or use as an anti-inflammatory, as it's patented by the U.S. government. You know, I mean, there are less restrictions about selling CBD hemp products you know, internationally. Mm-hmm. It can be exported, imported, depending mm-hmm. on where or it's coming from or going to. So that's kind of been something that's a little bit more, you know, there's a little bit more freedom in working with CBD hemp, but that's all really sort of debatable. I've always kind of felt that working with CBD hemp products, you're just waiting for the rug to be ripped out from under you with the FDA coming and saying that it's got to be regulated, especially if you're going to put it in a food, you know?
Right. It's, I mean, it's clear it's helping so many people right now. I'd hope to say it's only a matter of time before the regulations would get better, but we've seen the opposite happen. So who knows?
Yeah.
So, but thank you so much for being on here, Bo. I wish we could have gone longer, but obviously we lost a little segment there with some technical difficulties, but we'll definitely be involved in the next one. And then, you know, maybe in the near future, we can start to set up some edibles panels and things like that from an educational standpoint, because you are a wealth of information.
Thank you. Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So thank you so much. And if you'd like to go ahead and connect with Bo, and it's called actually Infused Group or Tranquil, you can go ahead and add them to your network. And then once again, you can purchase their products directly from the Tranquil wholesale menu, or ask questions or anything you need to get connected there. But thank you so much for joining us, Bo. And I'll see you again soon. And once again, I'm coming out to Oklahoma soon.
Yeah, you should.